أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أن للذين ظلموا ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه لافتدوا به من سوء العذاب يوم القيامة وبدا لهم من الله ما لم يكونوا يحتسبون وبدا لهم سيئات ما كسبوا وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون فإذا مس الإنسان ضر دعانا ثم إذا خولناه نعمة منا قال إنما أوتيته على علم بل هي فتنة ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. Some ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about Allah's qudrat and Allah's power with regards to our life, that all of it is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, alim al-ghaybi wal-shahada, anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun. In this first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a scene on the day of Qiyamah with regards to the disbelievers. And by this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us the value of a very great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. This ni'mat is such a ni'mat that unfortunately we do not understand its value, and its value will only be understood on the day of Qiyamah. And in a very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the value of this ni'mat, and that is the ni'mat of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا فِي الْأَوْضِ جَمِيعًا. If all the wrongdoers, the sinners, the disbelievers, all of them have in their position whatever is in this world, on this earth, وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَ, and another earth filled with all the resources that the earth has. In other words, a human being, if it was ever possible for him to own everything on this earth, and then another earth filled with all the resources equivalent, two earths full of resources, لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And if it was possible to own that, and if it was also possible that he could have given that as a compensation in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save himself from the evil of the adab of akhirat, the evil of the day of qiyamah, the hardship of the day of qiyamah, then also that will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word zalamu, that is, in the most general sense, it refers first of all to a disbeliever, and then even believers who have wronged, believers who have not taken heed, believers who have shirked responsibilities, who have deviated from the path of Allah, there were laxities in their lives. Now on the day of Qiyamah, when they see the horror, when they see the reality of the fire of Jahannam, they see the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they see everything which they will give them yaqeen that most certainly they are going to be punished, then also two earthfuls of resources is not going to suffice. From here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the value of iman, and Allah also shows us the value of ita'at and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we are insan, we are humans. We may make errors, we make mistakes, there are laxities, sometimes there's forgetfulness, sometimes we become arrogant, sometimes we become stubborn, sometimes we become audacious, but we break the commandments of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept that one door open, and that is the door of tawbah. So we need to continuously make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another very important aspect is that we need to learn to make hifadat, and to look after our iman. Looking after our iman means we need to search for the right environment for our iman, and we need to continue with our amal and keep away from sin and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last part of the ayat, Allah says, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ, and whatever they had never perceived in this world, whatever they had never thought of in this world, will surround them on the day of Qiyamah. Now one is a disbeliever who did not believe in the Hashar, he did not believe in the Hisab and Kitab, he did not believe in the resurrection and the day of Qiyamah, then obviously he would have thought that the idols that he has been worshipping, the wrong life that he had been leading, is the right and correct life, and suddenly all of it will surround him, all of it will ambush him, and when a person is ambushed, he is not going to be ambushed by enemies, but he's going to be ambushed by his own amal, by his own deeds. And obviously he cannot get out of that ambush, that is the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Sufyan Thawri rahimahumullah, who was one of the tabi'in, who was one of the contemporaries of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah, he has added another dimension to this ayat, and he said, مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ, a person does not perceive, and what he does not perceive will surround him and ambush him on the day of Qiyamah, and that is us that carry out deeds. But sometimes we carry out deeds with the incorrect niyat, with the incorrect intention. The intention is not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a person carries out deeds sometimes because to please people, for nafsaniyat, sometimes for status in a community, sometimes a person wants to do it so that people will think that he is pious, and then Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi writes, sometimes a person is deceived by his own deeds thinking that he himself is pious. Allah save us. The person thinks he is pious, but there is no ikhlas, there is no sincerity. Now what he would have thought was good deeds that will be placed on the day of Qiyamah to be in his favor, all of it will surround that person, ambush that person, and hence there will be doom and there will be destruction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But here Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala has now drawn this picture of the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places it in front of us. And the two important aspects again, one is our iman, our amal, and now it is not just about amal, it is amal with ikhlas, amal with sincerity. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا, and the evil that he had practiced will also become apparent to him, and وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, and whatever he had mocked with regards to the rules and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that will also surround the person. Those will become realities for him, that in the time of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they mocked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in these days also, people mock certain aspects of Islam, people mock certain sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of it is included, that all of it will be brought there as a reality on the day of Qiyamah. So in these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this glimpse of the day of Qiyamah, that our amal definitely on the day of Qiyamah will be brought into different forms, into different shapes, it will be personified, and it will be put onto the scales of justice, and our deeds and our book of deeds and everything else will be ahead of us, will be around us, and hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the very important reality, that whilst the disbelievers needed to take heed, you and I also need to take heed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality that whatever deeds we carry out only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahumullah used to make one dua, Allahumma ja'al a'malana khalisatan li wajhik, la taj'al li ahadin fiha haddan li ghayrik. Oh Allah, make our a'mal especially purely only for you. Do not make anyone a partner in our deeds. That whatever we do only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.